Welcome to Discover You Radio's discussions. Let's show some respect by paying attention to what our guest has to say. Go on now, my friend. The floor is yours. We want to know who you are, what you're about, and what you have to bring to the table.
You're listening to Discover You Radio's discussions. I'm Will Stenner, and on the phone with me, I have a hopeful, hopeless guy named Johnny. Johnny Hopeless, that has a lot of hope, but is kind of hopefully hopeless, or, you know, whatever. However you want to put that together, you know, a lot of love and a lot of bad decisions from Johnny Hopeless. What do you got for us, Johnny?
Well, you know, I'm here to change the world for people, and I'm just doing the best that I can in a changing society, and it's been hard. You know, when you've been dead a long time, it makes it difficult because, you know, you gotta be open to the new things in front of you, and that's what we try to do in Jason the Krugers, is we try to get you to join us on this weird journey and help us figure it out.
And the journey is, what is this journey? Is it getting your skin back?
Nah, I mean, first and foremost, it's really hard. We're trying not to eat people because that's a thing that'll get you in a lot of trouble, you know. So first, there's that. You got to contend with that. But our journey basically is we was the greatest band in all the underworld, you know, and then everybody there bought our records. So now we had to come up here to Earth, and we're trying to let people know what's going on down there.
Try not to eat people.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm trying to be a vegetarian, but, you know, it's really hard. And, you know, there's these cravings. So if I find that I can do something else, that what's that old saying, you know, the idle hands or the devil's playground or whatever. So it's like if I at least put my hands on the guitar, I won't follow people out to their cars at night.
Yeah, I hear you there, man. But, I mean, what, are you going to turn me into a bowl of menudo or something? What's going on here?
I mean, not a whole bowl, you know. I mean, I'll share with other people, so maybe, you know, an 8-ounce cup or something. But, you know, we are trying to set up this thing called the Do Not Eat List. You know, so, like, if you're a supporter of the band, you help us, you know, you help us do the right thing, you know, maybe purchase a single or something, then we'll put you on the Do Not Eat List, and then we'll just go to your neighbor's house should we get hungry. You know, I mean, I'm not just, you know, we're not insane animals here.
Yeah, so cats and dogs are safe.
No. I mean, if it's got a tag, yeah, we'll leave that one alone. But if it's a stray, you know, we're just going to do the right thing. And it's either the stray or your grandmother. Which one do you want? I mean, some people don't like their grandmothers. Some people love their dogs more than people. So, we'll, you know, we believe that giving people the option is important. So we'll ask you first, like, hey, is this dog's in your yard? Is it yours? You know, if it's not, maybe it'll disappear and you won't have to take care of it. That's allegedly. You know, you can't really blame us for that.
Yeah, I guess so. So, you know, on another note, let's get on the music bandwagon and talk about your genres.
Yeah, we love, you know, anything that's based on the documentaries that people think of just for entertainment. You know, like, we're trying to set the record straight. There's a lot of guys, you know, if you take a look at Leatherface, you know, there's a lot of negative thoughts about him. A lot of people are prejudiced when it comes to Leatherface. And we're like, hey, you know, he's a person, too. He's got feelings. And so we want to write songs about his feelings. Yeah. You know, those are important.
Of course. Yeah. Of course he's got feelings. He's got feelings of, he's got urges.
Right, and we understand those urges. So what we want to do is, you know, if we can make him, you know, if we could distract him with happiness, then, you know, maybe he'll put the saw down for a little while.
Yeah, just for a minute. Maybe, you know, instead of macheting people, we can go machete an avocado tree or something.
See, exactly. So we're on the same page. You know, like, my whole thought is give the ladies enough time to get away. You know, because that's what makes them a hero back in there. I don't know if you ever saw the original documentaries with Leatherface, but the hero just got away. And that's very important. Sometimes you just got to run, you know.
And where do you run to?
I mean, wherever he's not. I'll say it like that. Wherever he's not. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Wherever he's not. That is a perfect example of not running to wherever he's not.
Yeah, it's harder with things like Jason Voorhees because that guy got teleportation powers and stuff. So that's a little trickier there, but that's a whole different animal, you know? So we just try to do that. You know, we want to make people forget about their day. You come out to one of our shows. You come out, you check out our videos. Our whole thing is like, hey, you know, the world's hard enough. If we can make you just forget about it for 3-4 minutes at a time, I think we're doing our job. We want to be successful at that.
I love your content on TikTok. It was very entertaining. And I noticed that your account is just growing and growing.
Yeah, you know, we was never on the TikToks. And I woke up one day and we wrote this song for Easter, and it was kind of like a joke song, and all of a sudden people liked it, and we was like, well, man, we need to get on the TikToks right now, find the social media where there's a chance for us to like spread our message, let people know what we do. And then, you know, the whole world is so serious all the time. Sometimes you just got to forget. Sometimes you got to remember what music is about, what rock and roll is about. It's about just like thumbing your finger at the man and having a good time.
That is exactly right. Yeah, you hit the internets, you hit the TikToks and the Facebooks.
Yeah, we got to hit those webs, you know.
You hit them out, and they do well. Well, you know, with that being said, we're going to go on to a break here, and we'll be back with more of Johnny Hopeless. So stay tuned.
Discover You Radio is a multi-genre, multi-generation, 24/7 streaming internet station with a live DJ. We are about supporting the independent artist music community, and the community that Discover You Radio is growing happens to be growing real fast. We have a rule that we've stuck by for the last 3 years, and it will never change. Our rule is that we make sure to purchase an artist's music off of iTunes before adding it to our database for airplay. So please, don't offer your music to us for free. The answer is no.
The answer is no.
Your music needs to be on iTunes in order for us to purchase it and add it into regular rotation. After we purchase your music, we create a certificate of airplay, which is a record of the day that your song was added into our database. You can download the certificate for free and use it however you want, or you can purchase an original signed and framed certificate that we'll mail to you for $25, which includes shipping. International rates apply. Discover You Radio is looking forward to your music submission. Go to discoveryouradio.com and click on the Artist Submissions tab. Become part of our expanding community and get discovered. You never know who might be listening, waiting to find the next big thing.
Support our station by purchasing some stickers. Go to discoveryouradio.com.
We are here with Johnny Hopeless, and our first segment, Johnny just totally got me by surprise, and I cramped up laughing, and you know, honestly, Johnny, you know, being a zombie, I think we should be really afraid of you, but it's like, I feel like I want to hang out with you, but...
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to change the perception. You know, a lot of people, they think, oh, there's a dead guy, he's obviously gonna eat me. You know, he's obviously... No, that's a prejudice that we're trying to break. You know, if you're cool, we'll, you know, we'll give you a running start, at least. You know, but if you're nice, then yeah, we'll hang out, and maybe if you got a bully or something, you give us his name, and on a late night when you're just crying in your pillow and you need somebody to take care of that, allegedly again, you could talk to one of us. But yeah, we want to be good for you. We want to hang out.
So if I'm hanging out and I fall asleep, do I gotta sleep with one eye open?
It depends on what we was doing before. You know, if we was just hanging out and you was being cool, no, you're solid. You know, we all get tired. And besides, you know, I believe in fairness. What kind of jerk is gonna eat someone in their sleep? You know. that's not the kind of people we don't want to give that to the world. Zombies already got a lot of prejudice. You know, we want to show you, hey, you hang out with us, you'll have a good time. If you're cool enough to be on the do not eat list, you're solid, you got something to go. And then just, you know, point to your 12th grade gym teacher who made you do laps when you didn't want to. We'll go take care of that guy.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah, that sounds good to me. Yeah, I remember having to do push-ups because I stepped on a bee. I stepped on a bee, and my gym class teacher got really upset with me and made me do 10 push-ups and say a prayer over the bee.
So see, that is not acceptable. See, that's what we're here for. And what we'll do is we'll go there, we'll play one of our songs to kind of catch him off guard. And when he's bobbing his head, maybe even singing along a little bit, we might eat a little bit of his calf muscle, you know, just to show him a lesson. It doesn't have to be, you know, you don't have to murder someone. That would just be inappropriate. But, you know, sometimes people need to get a little wake up chomp.
So you just take a piece of the pie and...
Yeah, you know, the most tender piece.
And then ask him to run. Ask him to run after his calf muscles been bitten.
Right, right. And then he'll do the push-ups.
Yeah. I'm sure he will do the push-ups. So, yeah. I got a question.
Yeah.
For COVID. Is it a yay or a nay? Does it help you or does it not?
A lot of people, when they first saw me around the city, they was like, well, obviously he's back because they're giving out them free checks. And tell the truth, like, yeah, you're going to give me free money. I'm going to come back from the grave and get it because technically I paid taxes for years. So that's mine. Give it here. And if I can do it without having to go to work, yeah, I'm taking it. You know, I didn't. Sometimes I'd wear the mask thing on my face just to help people. But, you know, I don't really feel it. I'm already kind of cold inside, and you know, it doesn't affect me the same way. But you know, everybody's got to live their best life. You know, so, I live my best unlife.
So COVID is like a vitamin supplement to a zombie.
Yeah, you know, I mean, if you eat someone who had it too soon, you could get a little sniffle here and there. It's kind of like if you eat someone that's hammered, you know, you meet them at a bar or something, you take a bite out of their cheek and they had just done a couple shots. You might feel a little woozy, but, you know, it's my responsibility to make healthy choices. You know what I'm saying?
You ever eat your people with salad?
Nah, you know, grass ain't my thing. You know, that's, it's just, unless I can, like, smell the fear or hear the tears, what's the point?
I don't know what the point would be, but.
Yeah, see, I mean, look, you ever had a steak with a cow that didn't cry? Come on. We know that it's not as good.
No.
Unless you're doing one of those Japanese ones where they get massages and stuff. And I could do that. I mean, if I had an extra $100, I'll get you a massage before I take a bite. You know, I'll be that kind of guy.
Okay, well. Yeah. That's rare, medium rare, or well done?
Oh, definitely rare.
Definitely rare.
Yeah.
Like total rare.
Yeah, like screaming on the plate. Like, oh my God, why are you eating me? It's like, because you're tasty. I don't miss.
And with that being said, we're going to come back with more Johnny Hopeless with our next segment. If I can keep it together, oh my God, you are hilarious, man. You are hilarious. Johnny Hopeless, everybody.
Coming soon is a collection of micro stories. Some fictional and some not so fictional. Events of an ordinary life. Written by the master of micro stories, Frank Conrad Musumeci. Each story will leave you in suspense and wondering, did this really happen? Or is this made up? Leaving you at the edge of your seat will be an understatement. Because once you start reading Events of an Ordinary Life, you will be floored.
Aspiring musicians, are you looking for radio play? Are you looking for someone to buy your music? At Discover You Radio, we don't play your music unless we bought it from you.
We pay before we play.
Go to discoveryouradio.com and submit your music now.
Purchase our sticker and enter the weekly Starbucks gift card drive worth $25.
We are here with Johnny Hopeless, and my gosh, I really am. I'm not feeling too hopeless, man. Johnny's making my day. He's making a good day for me happen with, I don't know, Johnny. You just got to explain it, because for some reason, we're supposed to be afraid of you. And now I want to go hang out with you. But with the fear of leaving, like, you know, is my... am I going to leave with a finger missing? You know, what's, you know.
Only if you show me the middle one, you know, if you show maybe. Yes, I just keep it cool and we'll be good, you know?
Yeah.
And that's how I look at it. You know, like I said, you know, we at Jason and the Krugers, we want to change the perception, you know, because yeah, it's very possible, you know, like maybe more of us are out there. Maybe you wake up one day and all of a sudden, like, there's 1,000 zombies in your front yard and you got to be able to discriminate, you know, which is the one that's the mindless killing machine and which is the one that's going to sing to your daughter and make her feel good that you forgot her birthday.
Everybody feels good when you forget their birthday.
Well, you know, only the elderly, but you know, we do kids shows. We know how to change it. You know, like we was at this one haunted house where we was playing a show and they was like, hey, you know, you got to watch your language. So we was like, shit, okay, what do we do? What do we do? And we was like, you know what? Let's just use the word pineapple. So that's how we traded out our obscene language. And it was really helpful to us because it taught us to be better people, a little more considerate. And then, you know, sometimes a little kid when they yell pineapple, let their mom now.
Yeah, and I think if you're on the internet and you see pineapples, it kind of has a certain meaning behind it.
Yeah, you know, because everybody hates it on pizza, so obviously there's already some aggression in there, so that's why I was like, yeah, let's just use pineapple. It'll get the point across.
Okay, so yeah, so I'm going to go to, so like, if I have to go to the store, I'm going to say, I'm going to go to the pineapple store.
Right, yeah, now you nailed it, right. And then, and that could be your double, what's that, a double entendre or whatever, you know, like you might get a pineapple, but you also might be pineappled in the store, too, mm-hmm. So.
Like, I'm sick of this pineapple life.
Yeah, yeah, I feel you. That's how pizza feels, you know what I'm saying? It's the way of the world, you know. Again, it's all responsibility to kind of navigate this weirdness. I mean, you're the ones who keep changing it because y'all are, you know, alive and don't really listen to what we got to say no more. So again, it's all responsibility to adapt.
What about turpentine?
Well, you know, if you're short on other substances that you need to inebriate yourself, you just put that on a rag and you make your night more interesting.
Little turpentine, linoleum tile.
Yeah. You know, it's like that old pickup line, hey, smell this rag, you know?
Yeah, hey, smell this rag.
Yeah.
You want to go to sleep?
Right. Yeah, and then we'll put on some soothing music for you, you know? Maybe put on a little Bonnie Tyler, maybe give you that total eclipse of the heart before your eyes shut.
You know, that is something that would help the white noise and the tinnitus go away.
Yeah. I mean, you just get a little bit of turpentine, maybe a little bit of chloroform. You mix that up on the rag. You take a big whiff, and then, you know, then the insomnia is cured.
And then you have a total eclipse of the heart.
And then you have a total eclipse of the heart.
And then you wake up like Johnny Hopeless?
Hopefully. I mean, if you're lucky, not everybody could be as lucky as us. You know, I think that there was a purpose, and my purpose is really to get my ex-girlfriend back, but that's a different story, you know. I told her, I was like, you know, I'll love you forever, and she was like, well, I just believe in death do its part, and that was kind of hurtful, you know. But yeah. Hey, if I could show her that I could be successful in the afterlife, then, you know, maybe we can hold hands and go on a beach or something.
So it was like death do not do us part.
That's what I'm saying. You know, when I said forever, I meant it.
Well, it seems as so. So the main reason you're back is to get your ex-girlfriend, fiance back, and have a total eclipse of the heart?
Yeah, I want her to have a total eclipse of the heart. I even got a car with some really big trunk space in it, you know? For vacation. It sounded weird when there was that pause there. Sorry about that. It's because I want to be able to take her on the road. We can have a good time, and you need to be able to take, like, all the stuff vacation. You know, you go to the beach, you need a place for your ice chest. I'm not putting, you know, bodies in there, allegedly, but yeah, it's big enough for wherever we want to go with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it sounds like one of those 1970s Oldsmobiles.
Right. Right, and then if you need a place to sleep, the trunks are big enough for that, too. Just put a little pillow in there, just light some candles, put a rose petal. It's not the ideal kind of a date, but, you know, it shows I'm being considerate. I care.
Yeah, definitely does. Well, well, Johnny, do you have any plugs you want to put in as we're going to wrap this up?
You know, you could look up Jason and the Krugers on Facebook. On you check us out on TikTok. You know, you get a lot of updates there. And then our management company, Forgotten Prophet Studios, they're the ones that help us put our stuff out, so they keep a really good track on us. You could find them on YouTube, see all the like short films and movies, you know. And then just join the Gabagool Gabagal Army. You know, we started that up for all you weirdos that are like us, and you just need a place to go. You know, you need to be embraced for the weirdo that you are. We'll do that. We'll embrace you. You know, don't get too close right away. You know, like, let's make sure that we're on the same page so you could be on that list. Because, you know, if you catch us at the wrong time, then it's dinner time. It's just dinner time.
It's dinner time, yeah. Dinner time, and you'll find yourself in a trunk with rose petals.
Right, and maybe a candle.
Maybe a candle. All right, man, I love this interview. This is so good. You have a good night, and we're going to wrap this up. Thank you for listening to Discovery Radio's Discussions with Johnny Hopeless and Jason and the Krugers.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Discover U Radio's podcast.